back to His Time. It is Thursday, June 19th. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, our regular Thursday morning guest, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And a good morning to you, Andy, and a blessed morning to all of our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, tell us, what is going on at LSS this week?
Well, there are always things going on at LSS. For the listeners who may not realize or know, LSS stands for Lutheran Senior Services. 19 locations, 8 in-home programs, and a lot going on when you serve as many people in as many locations. Right now, tomorrow evening, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, we do have that quarter auction at Meridian Village. So if you have yet a desire to see what a quarter auction is all about, then you can go to Meridian Village tomorrow evening, 7:30. $30 at the door buys you that that all-inclusive paddle, and come with rolls of quarters because you make your bids by quarters. And of course, those proceeds do not go to Meridian Village. They benefit the Alzheimer's Association. So Meridian Village is co-sponsoring one of the walks in September. Then upcoming for our entire organization, we have our Benevolent Care Golf Tournament. And that is not this week. That is coming up on July 14th. But I thought I might give a shout out to folks who love golfing.
Sure.
There are some individuals in our area that will golf at 98 degrees with 90% humidity for 4.5 hours. And if you are one of those people and you would like to join a wonderful, excellent, it's an exceptional golf tournament at Norwood Hills Country Club on July 14th, it does benefit our Benevolent Care, which is assistance supporting older adults who can no longer support themselves. It is an 18-hole, 4-person scramble, plus lunch, cocktails, dinner, a small silent auction, a projection auction, and an oral auction. And those proceeds go to support Benevolent Care. An individual golfer's cost for that day is $250. You get a lot for that $250. And or there are sponsorship opportunities too. There are several of those. Mm-hmm. So if an individual is listening who might want to have a great day of golf, and give to a great cause, or someone who's involved in an organization that may want to sponsor, or even if you are a listener and you're thinking, you know, I've got this auction item I could give. I have a barbecue pit. I work at a hardware store, and my hardware store loves to give to charity. Let me give you a grill. Perhaps there's someone listening who has, I mean, I would certainly love this. Perhaps there's a vacation spot somewhere that they might auction or offer to do that for a great cause. If anyone is interested in any of those options, big or small auction items are welcome. Registration, we still have openings, and we do have sponsorships available. Nancy is the person to call at 314-262-8217, 314-262-8217. It's also on our website, lssliving.org/tee-off, because our theme is Tee Off with LSS. So that is coming up. But I also know that someone who now taking a whole different left turn, kind of picturing yourself on a golf cart taking a left turn. I did also want to let people know that on an ongoing basis at Lutheran Senior Services, we have something called a Speakers Bureau. So I know that in the summertime, there aren't as many gatherings of folks like the lunch and learn folks in church or the primetime adults or a ladies group that goes somewhere because, you know, or that meets together because summers are pretty busy. But I also know that summertime can be a time when you plan for the year ahead. So if someone is looking for a speaker that evening, afternoon, weekday, even on the weekends, that would have topics that they don't necessarily have to be topics specifically related to older adults. for example, we do have a topic that's called What's in Your Grocery Cart. So the focus is, of course, kind of you think about what, so what, and a now what. So the what is we are all aging. The so what would be we need to be healthy as we can as we age. The now what is let's come and learn what's good in our grocery cart. Or what, so what, now what? We are aging. So what? I want to be sure I keep my brain strong. So the now what would be a topic on ways to improve your memory. Or I do know that Erica Griffin, one of our elder care specialists, was here with you on Faith and Family a few weeks ago. One of the most popular ones and one of the most needed ones is put your personal file cabinet in order. So what we're aging, so what? Things can happen in an instant, and it's best to be planned. Mm-hmm. So what kind of papers do we need to have in place? Where do we store them? Who do we communicate these things with? All of these topics and more are available at the Speakers Bureau. And you can schedule a speaker by calling our Aging Answers line, which is 314-446-2475. One of the other topics is don't worry, be happy. So it's that focus on the benefits of laughter and the benefits of having an attitude of gratitude.
Does Pastor Schadel have anything to do with that one?
No, as a matter of fact, he has not done that one, but he's a great model of it, is he not? And especially as he talks about his go-go's, slow-go's, and no-go's, that no matter what circumstances we are in, an attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of leads into my devotional thought for today. Really thought about it after a lovely dinner that I had on Tuesday evening with two longtime friends. And we spent hours talking, which won't surprise anyone. But one of the things that struck me afterwards as I was considering what to do as a devotion today was that one of my friends was really very stuck in a particular kind of regret. And I thought to myself, I hear that a lot from our chaplains, for example, that work with the spiritual support of older adults, whether you're living in an LSS community or whether you are living at home. I think as we listen, we know that aging involves a lot of loss that leads to grieving. But what I also hear is that it leads a lot to regret. You have a lot of time that you think. And as you think back. In my particular friend's instance, she was talking about her sister who passed away a few months ago. And her sister made some decisions in her life that were not healthy decisions for her. So my friend was going all the way back and thinking, well, if only, what if I had or I should have? And I'm sure that there are listeners who are listening and thinking about that in their own life, their siblings, their own children, their grandchildren, things we've done, things we did not do, and we hold on to them, and they're just buried there. And we don't often realize how much those types of things, especially if we stuff them down, we don't want to talk about them. If we ignore them, they're going to go away. But sometimes they do erupt in different ways. Health, attitude, mood, isolation, all kinds of things happen. So I was reminded, and talking with my friend the other evening, I shared a devotion. I actually did this on KFUO years ago. But since I'm aging, I just forget. But no, I did this devotion years ago, and it was a devotion I saw, I believe, first in Portals of Prayer. And I'm talking 10, 15 years ago. So I do not know the author of this idea, but it is a visual that stayed with me for years. And in this devotion, the author wrote, picture this, an elevator opens in a very busy shopping area, and a woman walks on, older woman walks on with two huge shopping bags full. After a full day of shopping, the bag's full, she's standing there, and the elevator operator can just see how weary she is. And the elevator operator says, ma'am, you can set those bags down and let the elevator carry them. So that whole visual of setting it down, letting it go. You and I were talking about the movie Frozen, Let It Go, the popular song. But the other part of it that I think of is that Matthew 11, 28 to 30 verse, where Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A yoke, if you are not sure what a yoke is, it is that piece that can go across the oxen, for example. But the interesting thing is it's kind of shaped like a cross. It's got that wooden bar, or it's got that two pieces of wood that one goes across the shoulders of the livestock, and then one piece comes down, and at the bottom there's like a hook or something that drags along the ground. So it's a shared burden. And I can't help but think that really what this is all about is, especially if the regret is about something you did, where you hurt someone else, someone hurt you, there's that forgiveness that is ours because Jesus died on the cross. And letting it go, giving the burden, would be to set the burden at the foot of the cross. So that the forgiveness, if it's something you need to grant, if it's something that you don't even need, you just have to let go of the regret. It can be done because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. So,
amen.
Let it go. Set them down.
Amen. Find your rest, your freedom, your forgiveness in the cross, in what Christ won for you.
Well,
Amen.
And there's that whole, we could go into a whole bunch more as to what rest really is. Maybe I'll think about that for another topic another day, but I need to get on my way.
Well,
busy day ahead.
Thank you, Jane. Always enjoy having a little chat with you here on Thursday mornings. We'll see you next week.
Blessings to you all.
Blessings to you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Deaconess Carolyn Brinkley at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Stick around for more right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.